History's made them, manipulated them, forgotten after being repeated, beaten into us endlessly. Until we stop believing that there's no other option. Until we start believing imprisonment is free. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep fighting. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep loving. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep breathing. One day we won't. They say you teach a man to fish and he'll got you meticulous and you're swift. What the fuck you bring it out through his lips? Used to love you, you think. As the blood pulls up in your mouth and your teeth crimson, but they know whether the buds of your tongue ain't ever gonna taste freedom of a nice meal again. You're not gonna get a bear bailout, kid. On your own. Ever seen a heart of gold turn to stone? Ever seen a good man sell his soul to a fair best friend since the end you were told, yeah? On your own. Nothing can stick with them but the pain of growth. Nobody can step into your shoes and know, even if they try to imitate a clone. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep fighting. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep loving. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep breathing. One day we won't. Haven't felt any fire in a while. If you love me, then please just engulf me in flames. Nostalgia, think it's Tarkovsky, sitting on city hall steps to the rain. Buttoned up polo in the courtroom. Overpriced lawyer in a cheap suit. Surely, but he had a lot of words to say until he got in front of a federal judge that day. And I wanted to rip every inch of skin off all those slithering snake faces. I've been holding back screams with the PTSD is just pounding away at me. As if I'm still feeling gum barrels touching my temple. Been in therapy, checking the mental, but deep in the center of my chest is nothing else as I stare in the green eyes of a devil. The morals are malleable. Greed for power is palpable. Watching prosecutors play a twisted game for victory with the life of a human being. Like Monopoly, property or puzzles. There was no proper rebuttal, it's cough of the money. Yeah, shut the fuck up, that way your husband and father was stuck in the muzzle. While hundreds of dogs in a hole, only waiting to get thrown a bone. While the whites working doubles in hopes that the bank will go and put a lien on their home. Even after rereading the history, state finances in a state of disbelief. Nothing hits a man harder than seeing his family in tears while he's copping a plea. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep fighting. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep loving. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep breathing. One day we won't. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep loving. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep fighting. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves to keep breathing. One day we won't.
That's Chesky. Here on Dateline New Haven's Acoustic Thursday, a WNHH-FM, New Haven's home for community radio. It is Acoustic Thursday in Studio 51, and we are honored to have Chesky Ramos.
How you doing, Paul?
In the house. It's great to see you, man.
It's good to be here in person.
That's right. Last time we did the interview, it was the pandemic.
That's right.
And you did do a great song about the pandemic.
Did I do that last time?
Not when you were on the air. You recorded it later.
Since then, I recorded that. Right. And I think that March of 2020, I started writing that song. It took me about 8 months to finish that song.
Man, even the song you just played, I just feel like when we enter your songs, we're going deep down into the middle of the earth, into a world of just intense emotion, intense, you know, fire about all the cataclysms in the world, but the quest for the heart to keep beating.
Yeah.
How's that for a pretentious academic take on your music?
I'm all about that pretentious analysis.
Because here it is. You have to think about it.
You know, the reason I played that song first, I should probably say, is that I was at a courthouse over here down the street here. You could walk over to that courthouse, and I saw one of my friends get put into federal prison for 5 years for a marijuana case by a supposed liberal judge. Do you know what I'm saying? I watched this with a lawyer that cost, you know, over $50,000 for him to hire and just freeze in front of this federal judge. This happened 5 years ago. Wow. And that song was really inspired by that friend. He brought it to trial. The jury, she wanted to give him an even bigger sentence. She wanted to give him a 10-year sentence. He fought that down to 5.
How did he fight it? You mean it got an appeal?
Basically, there are minimum sentences,
right?
Mandatory minimums. So, he was able to fight the highest minimum by lowering the amount that it was.
How much time did he end up serving?
He's actually just about to get out.
Wow.
So he's been in since 2019.
Wow. What's the song called?
Teach a Rat to Fish.
Teach a Rat to Fish.
And it's a, you know, it was a whole case built around this conspiracy charge that puts a lot of people away, but it's all based around everybody ratting on each other and telling on each other. So it's a very, for some reason I was feeling that as I drove up to Elm Street today.
Well, since the aughts, Chesky has been definitely one of the most prominent, most popular and followed singer-songwriter musicians in New Haven. Is it accurate to say you kind of have a rap foundation for the music you do that then wraps around folk and rock and salsa and all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely.
Metal.
Rap was the first kind of music I tried to make, and I was as young as 8 years old.
Growing up on the East Shore, right?
And then Guilford. You know, my mother is from Townsend Ave, East Shore. So I would come here all the time, almost every summer. But I was growing up in the Bay Area.
Oh, Bay Area.
Berkeley and Oakland, California.
You talked about code switching in our previous interview, right?
Yeah.
Like Latino roots and, yeah.
Right. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. But my mother actually grew up in New Haven, you know, also learned Spanish very young from growing up in New Haven and lived in Puerto Rico.
I think what's clear in your music is that beginning with the rap basis, I mean, you're an amazing rap artist and you're dealing with heavy ideas, really intellectual ideas in a very raw, accessible way. Is that another over academic take on your music?
Accessible is questionable.
Really?
You know, I don't know how accessible I am. I try to make it accessible.
You don't have to be an academic to deal with the issues you're dealing with about the earth and our feelings and
right. I think it's
corruption.
I like to call it a human, the politics of existence, you know, the politics of survival.
It's not like ideological tracts.
No.
And some of that music's very good, like, you know, the Irish protest songs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But this is like
Bobby
art.
Sands.
Yeah.
When I went out to Ireland, you know, I've been lucky enough to tour the world because of this. And when I went to Ireland, I definitely felt that deeply when I was just walking to a regular pub and you'll hear somebody playing Bobby Sands songs. And someone who, you know, died in prison.
I love the pubs in Ireland.
Starved himself to death in prison.
Just the music of the pubs in Ireland. It's just a tradition that's different from here. It's like you're always supposed to be out playing and listening to music.
There is a different culture.
How did they read you there?
They were super, super, they embraced it very much. And I loved my time in Ireland. I hope to go back there. I've only played there about 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really special.
So in the song you just sang, you had sometimes it's hard to convince yourself to keep loving. And that's what I felt kind of is the heartbeat behind your songs. Like it's no illusions about all the forces in our world, big and small, that make it hard to keep loving, hard to keep dreaming. But there's such an idealism at the core of what you do. Because if you didn't care, you wouldn't write the songs, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people kind of read what I write as nihilistic or something. But
God,
no.
I see it as like almost kumbaya, but to rap.
It's deeply optimistic. It's almost illogically optimistic at times, I would say.
But even like the 2020 song, you're not pulling any punches about.
No, the 2020 song, which I guess we'll get into at some point here. You know, it's observational. It's a snapshot, but it's also, I think at the root of it all is a belief in humanity, which may be illogical. I think anyone who has radical ideas or revolutionary ideas, utopian ideas, whatever you want to call it, I don't even like using those terms in some ways, because I don't see certain things as impossible. I think we're always walking that fine line between nihilism and revolutionary optimism, because we see we're very aware of what's happening in this world at all times. I think 2020 BC is one of those songs that just, it's a snapshot of a time we're living in, but it's also coming from the perspective of someone who believes we could do better.
I always argue that we take pessimism as a default, as though it's more realistic. But if you look at history, pessimism is not objectively more accurate than optimism. Sometimes you get one, sometimes you get the other. You got the Supreme Court out of nowhere legalized gay marriage. We've now forgiven offenses, all those drug offenses. But we also have those starting. Yeah, but we also have the draconian laws and some of the push to bring them back. So
exactly.
So we got to keep hearing Chesky so we keep that revolutionary optimism.
You know, if anything, maybe it'll just remind you, these songs at least remind you of what's happening. Because I think so much music is escapism these days, pop music. I mean, it always has been to some degree, but I'm definitely the anti-escapism. It's more about like realizing where you are in this world and
but not giving up hope.
Yeah, no, it's definitely full of hope still.
So do you want to play 2020?
I'll try it.
All right.
I'll probably mess it up. But
that's okay. Right. You're welcome to it here at Acoustic Thursday on WNHH FM 103.5 Chesky.
Anyone absolutely certain that they understand everything hasn't lived enough to know it's impossible to come close. Seek the good in humanity, right? Even if it's a struggle most times, this hate natural law will be trained to fight like some pit bulls. We've been locking jaws into each other's backs well before Christ. Is that what it takes to survive? Who taught us how to survive? Fuck your neighbor to survive. Eat your neighbor to survive. You're hiding our faces long before pandemics arrived. Many have broken backs working for some charismatic demigods who raised minimum wages to build company loyalty. Watch their employees die left and right. Bosses' profits grew off of lost lives as they smile for media commending philanthropy. We've been glorifying wealth and greed and sociopathy. It was packaged and sold to us as the American dream. Splintered working class people to weaken our communities. Fed us our siblings' meat and convinced us that it was healthy. And told us that we were born free. We were born free to kill each other as we please. We were born free. We were born free to spread incurable disease. So much history manipulated by mythology. The crowds are crowing. Wing Roger, frothing at the mouth, gasping for air. Dogs barking in unison, bursting throats open though no one hears. We are all entrapped by fear of Satan and God and fascist billionaires, of gangs, pedophiles, and radicals with beards. It's hard to calm down all of them, reactionary friends, making funeral arrangements 50 years before their deaths. I know it's true, the world we knew changed and it's painful to face what's new. We have been grossly underfed for domesticated pets, craving love and attention
Satisfaction's hardly met. I know it's true. Whoa, they knew. It's changed and it's strange to face what's new. So each generation complains of the youth. Say things were much better then. Please show more proof. Out of tune at the end.
I didn't notice that at all. That was Chesky doing his masterpiece 2020 about, I guess, okay, this is over academizing again, the human condition in the face of the pandemic, or what it said about the human race more broadly. Were you thinking about that?
Absolutely. I was thinking about, you know, I was at the time I was on lockdown in Los Angeles, where I was kind of stuck because I was supposed to go on a tour. I had about 40 shows canceled in one day.
Wow.
And it was my move back to the East Coast, actually. Yet I got stuck in Los Angeles.
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
And stuck, I watched. Yeah, I think that's maybe where we spoke. Mm-hmm. I was probably in LA when we spoke.
You were stuck in some dark room.
Yeah. Yeah. I
could barely see you on the Zoom. It was appropriate.
Yeah. And so I started writing that song out there because I started thinking about the domestication of human beings. And I started thinking about the ways that maybe we can all sit when when the government tells us to sit or eat when the governor tells us to eat. And I had never seen anything quite, none of us have seen anything quite like pandemic in our lifetime. So it had me thinking about that. It had me thinking about all these people who control that term freedom and tell us that we're free when I don't know if we are.
There's a bill now for freedom, laundry machine freedom in the Congress, right. So they have it, the spin cycle go faster.
Yeah, and also watching, you know, at that same time, I was moved or inspired by watching all these celebrities and billionaires, you know, doing their Zoom videos from their mansions and like singing We Are the World and I Imagine All the People. And, you know, those things inspired 2020 BC.
I'll take 2020 BC. You know what else I was thinking about listening to that song was the way you structure song and the way you play it on guitar. So it's almost like different movements,
yeah,
multi-layered definitely. Piece. So you'll strum furiously, you build up to your point, and then you break. Either stop the strum and then go into a very light finger pick higher up on the register. But even like when you said We Were Born Free, when you used the idea, you stopped on what I think was a major seventh chord, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I think I just added that here.
Okay.
I don't think it's on there.
But I think sometimes you leave this sort of like where it's an incomplete version of a chord with something's left hanging. And what does it mean to be born free? Okay, that's overanalyzing. Yeah. But what you do get is this intense, like primal scream, strumming is fury and rap, and then you break. And then you always have this sort of like interlude where you're doing the finger picking. You do that a lot in your songs, don't you?
Yeah, I think dynamics are important. I think, you know, coming from hardcore punk and hip hop, that's kind of my background. On top of all the things I grew up with, like salsa, and even salsa, you know, if you look at salsa, it's like
you get the furious strum and the arpeggio.
Furious percussion, yeah. And then beautiful little moment. I'm thinking specifically of a Willie Colon song right now where he's called it Gran Varón, where it's like starts like this beautiful synth and piano. And it builds up, you know, like those dynamics are really important. And unfortunately, in a lot of like hardcore punk, you don't have a ton of dynamics. So I do see the power of those big moments, but I also like juxtaposing them for people to kind of stop and think about what they just heard.
But also, if you're talking about life isn't simple and you're exploring the range of emotions from futility, fearing futility, to embracing revolutionary optimism, you do kind of need to go that gamut with the music.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if I always succeed in that, but
the first time I thought about that as a kid was noticing how every Cat Stevens song built up to this like fierce crescendo and then it crashed and then it was gentle, you know.
I love Cat Stevens.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I love
my mother used to play that to me all the time.
Yeah, I love his, especially the early music.
Yeah.
Lord, my body's been a good friend, but I'm not going to need it in the end. I just love that.
Yeah. Yeah, he got some jams.
So you've been playing how long? You said since a kid, but how long have you been performing out here?
Performing, well, I guess it's easier to say my first solo album came out 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
2004. And it was more playful, experimental, lo-fi, hip-hop for the most part, but still always dabbling in rock elements and experimental elements. In fact, that first album is definitely all over the place. Everything I've done is kind of all over the place. I would say that guitar album is the most straightforward album I have in my catalog.
And how many have you done?
How many albums? Oh, man. I have to count that back.
And you're based where?
I'm based here.
Oh, you're based here again?
I'm based here again, yeah.
New Haven?
Back, yeah, New Haven.
All right. But you travel a lot.
Travel a lot. I don't play here very often. So it's becoming kind of a special thing.
It is. And we always kind of market in the independent. It's special, and you always collaborate so well with people.
And yeah, I guess I should probably announce that May 5th is a very special show coming up at Space Ballroom. It's a memorial show for one of my best friends who passed away at the very end of last year. And my friend, Sage Francis, who is also... he's kind of an underground hip-hop legend, also kind of in the punk world, because he was signed to a punk.
And he's the one who died?
No, he's performing.
Oh, he's performing with you, sorry.
My friend who passed away is Mike Anzell, who was just, he was a staple at shows here since I started. You know, he was my friend, He was my friend for 20 years, and definitely when I met him, I remember handing him my first CD. So, and he also went on the road with us a handful of times, and he was just a very, he was like family to me.
And where's your next tour dates going?
After May 5th, I'm doing a show, probably my final show in Lawrence, Mass, with some friends down there on May 18th. Then I'm going down to a festival called Punk Rock Bowling.
Punk Rock Bowling in
Las Vegas.
Oh.
Performing there. I'm actually playing with Billy Bragg.
Wow. Well, there's someone who does the shouting political.
I think that's what they were thinking when they booked me to
that's
do that.
Cool.
And they
It'll
booked
work.
My band. I'm in a band called Co-Defendants now. And,
Okay.
That's really what it's been taking up most of my time. Then we fly to Europe early June and do a few shows out there.
Where are you going to be in Europe?
We're doing Augsburg, Germany, Berlin, London, and I'm just about to book Amsterdam.
Oh. So. A lot of changes happening in Amsterdam. Maybe you can report back to us.
I actually don't know much about what's happening out there.
All right. They're trying to keep a lid on the free-flowing
nature
of the place because tourism got out of hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think my observation as an outsider, British tourism in Amsterdam was always out of control.
Yeah, the young lads.
Yeah. They are out of control. It's like uncomfortable to be around. Like,
and it's hard for the people living there. Yeah.
It's kind of like Clockwork Orange all over. Like,
but although there's
Clockwork
something
Orange.
Also promising about the freedom there. That's like the youngest.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah. All right. So, and then you still have your label, Fake Four?
Yeah, Fake Four is it's alive and well. We just put out a record by Miles Bullen called Time to Kill, which is really great. Putting out I'm doing my final Chesky record this year.
What do you mean your final?
I'm wrapping up my discography.
You're gonna do, and then it's gonna.
So it's,
but you'll still be
years.
Making music with the Co-Defendants.
Yeah, I'll be making music. I also have a Patreon that I started, and if I make anything new, just for fun or whatever, it'll be on there. That's kind of where I have this whole plan to just. I'm leaving social media at the end of this year. Pretty much, that's the place. If you want to speak to me or listen to what I'm up to, that'll be the place. And aside from that, I'm just playing.
So you're making you're working on your final Chesky record.
I'm finished with it.
It's
done. It's the first part is out on Bandcamp only.
What's it called?
Bring Us the Head of Francisco Faults.
And so now you're going. And
it's
going
a two part record. So the first part, came out on Bandcamp this month, and the last part's coming out in November.
And then you're going to Las Vegas and then Europe with the Co-Defendants.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you'll be innocent as charged.
Oh, yes. They're already giving us a hard time. like the booking agency wrote to us and we're like, who's been to jail in this band? Everybody's been to jail in this band. You know that in America, that's a very common thing. I am probably the only one to go to prison and spend prison time for marijuana in this country. Which, thanks to the state of Connecticut, I went away to prison for that.
How long?
Well, it was an 18-month sentence. I ended up getting it shortened because of a program where I had to do NA meetings and stuff like that. So I did about 4 months total.
And did it impact your music?
Yeah, well, you know, you know, when you're sitting still for a while... I wrote a lot. I didn't write a lot of music, but I wrote a lot. I wrote a lot of poetry, prose, thought a lot. When I got out, I ended up finishing a record called Broken Bone Ballads. And that record changed my life. You know, that's a lot more people were checking for it. The finishing touches to that record were done after I got out of prison when I was on parole. And I got to say, shout out to Officer Watts. My parole officer, I was absolutely lucky to have a parole officer like that. He was so cool. I saw the other parole officers in the office. They weren't that cool. Watts was like, yo, what are you doing next with music? He's from Fairhaven. So we had like the Fairhaven connection and blah, blah. And he allowed me to play out of state. He gave me like little passes to go out of state sometimes for weekends, so I was able to continue my music and play shows throughout that year. So it'd be like 1 week in a month.
Isn't it something that you need to get an Officer Watts for that?
You do. I got super lucky. I got like the coolest parole officer ever. I don't even know if he still does that. But yeah.
Well, do you have one more song for us, Chesky?
Sure. You know, I'm going to do... This is a song that means a lot to me. I don't know if it...
What's it called?
It's called Long Shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the other one we had teed up.
Oh, you had it ready on there?
It's okay. I'd rather hear you play it.
Searching for something, something we'll never get. If you're still seeking perfection, you'll just wind up with more regrets. I know that the road's covered in glass. Anyway, feet bleeding down a precarious path. Take a long shot on me. There's no such thing as a safe bet. Always should expect a step. But until the day that I fade away, I'll defend you, my friend. I know that the road's covered in glass. Tires bursting, heart of mania and love. Take a long shot on me. I know that the road's covered in glass. I'll run anyway. Feet bleeding, painting every city red. Take a long shot on me. Take a long shot on me. Take a long shot on me.
That's a deal. We're taking a long shot on Chesky. 20 years of solo albums coming to the end.
Yeah, that's right.
Next chapter with the Co-Defenders. It's just getting started.
That's right. Yeah, it feels good to
as
be
long as you're
42 years old and just getting started.
Well, if you keep making music, then we'll hold on to our revolutionary optimism. Is that a deal?
Thank you, Paul. Yeah.
All right.
That's love.